This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Recently, I left our home in the desert grassland at the banks of the Ojalote and drove up to the White Mountains to spend several days hunting. I was meeting my old friend John up there, and the plan was to stay in a friend's cabin in Alpine, elevation a little over 8,000 feet, and to hunt in the forest above Alpine at a little over 9,000 feet in elevation. This involved getting up at oh dark 30, driving up into the hills in the dark, and the slightest hint of light, tiptoeing into the forest and hunting. It was certainly a dramatic change for me, the plant life, the animal life, the topography, for goodness sakes, the elevation. And where there was forest, it was so wonderful. Ponderosa pines, spruces, Doug firs, real firs, the genus Abies, and oh yeah, aspen. But you must have heard me say where there was forest, because I was in the post-apocalyptic land of the Wallow Fire, the forest fire that burned 841 square miles of Arizona, New Mexico. I had to look that up, of course. And I also saw that that equates to 538,000 acres of forest fire. So here it is almost 3.5 years later. Hundreds of thousands of dead trees are still standing. I'm sure I could say millions of dead trees are still standing, not falling over yet. And the only thing alive coming back, and I didn't see any seedlings of anything else, or grasses in that burned forest, grasses, lots of grasses, cool grasses, and aspen, several cabillion aspen saplings thick across a dead forest. And you were, how thick are they, Petey? Well, it's like sort of standing up, doing the breaststroke, standing up, trying to get through the forest. Not conducive to hunting, you know what I'm saying? So let me tell you something. Way back in 1889, there was a fellow named C. Hart Merriam using the San Francisco mountains near Flagstaff as his laboratory, gave us the vertical life zones. He notices that plant life changes as the elevation goes up. And so he gave us these life zones of the Rocky Mountain region. And I come from the lowest part of the upper Sonoran life zone, or maybe I'm from the highest part of the lower Sonoran life zone, 5,000 feet. And I was wandering the forests of the transition zone and definitely what's called the Canadian life zone. I was in the Canadian zone, a burned Canadian zone. Oh, there was live forest too. That wall of fire was crazy, what burned and what did not burn. But what about those aspen, those Populus tremuloides? The genus Populus is just a Latin name for a poplar somewhere where they saw it. It's the genus of cottonwood. You knew that. Tremuloides refers to the leaves that flutter from the slightest breeze. They flutter. They tremble. They quake. Quaking aspen. Oh, those quaking aspen leaves turn an amazing yellow in the fall. So upper elevation forests up there in the Canadian zone, or even as high as the Hudsonian, the next zone up, are glorious with contrasting conifer green and golden aspen. And aren't aspens beautiful with their white bark, thickets of 30, 40-foot tall slender trees with white bark? Aspens like sunlight, by the way, so get rid of the pesky shady pines and firs, like with a forest fire. And here come the aspen, not from seedlings, not from seed dropping, but around us, from roots, from older, even burned aspen. So all the saplings coming on are clones of the original tree. An original tree, you know, it could have an acre of clones. It could be a few hundred years old. I'm not making that up. In Utah, there's a well-known clonal thicket called pando, a Latin word for I spread, I'll say. It covers 107 acres, and the original age where it all started, 80,000 years. Aspen, they're just not found in the White Mountains, but, you know, goodness sakes, they're up in the Catalina, Mount Lemmon, up there. Catalina is the Huachucas, the Chiricahuas, up through the Rockies, up into Alaska, across Canada. We're talking Hudsonian life zone up in there, northeastern United States. In the west, Rockies, in the west, you know, in the Rocky Mountains, we're talking clones. We're talking from roots. But in the other regions, up into Alaska, across to the northeast United States, it's known as a prolific seeder, so seedlings. I mean, who knew all this? Who knew? And there is still time, I should tell you, to go up, to leave your current life zone. Leave your life zone, my friends. Get out of that life zone and head to the upper elevations, Canadian. Go crazy. Go Hudsonian, you crazy, you maniac. And check out Populus tremuloides. They're beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.